Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the untamed chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook from an award-winning chef in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get untamed. So I know we've been doing different recipes every day for Thanksgiving, you know, for the month of November, and that's something we're definitely going to keep doing. However, I have to show you guys techniques as well and explain them to you, because this is something that'll really bring your vegetables to life. Vibrant, gorgeous colors that not only taste good but look so good. Nobody's going to want to eat them because they're going to look so beautiful. This is my technique for big pot blanching. Now, of course, I always am trying to figure out ways to get better at what I do so that I can share it with every one of you. And that means a whole lot to me. This specific recipe right here comes from none other than the great Chef Thomas Keller of the French Laundry, per se, Bouchon. And it's a technique I've been doing for a long time in my career. And I didn't really start learning how to do this technique until I was working in Scottsdale, Arizona at BLT Steak under the tutelage of Chef Laurent Trondel. And this is a really awesome technique. Let's get started. So big pot blanching, what I need are two big pots, and I want to make sure they're filled up halfway. And I also want to make sure that the water is salted, and I want to be able to taste that water. You have to be able to taste that water and be able to taste that salt. You want it to taste almost like seawater. And I know you guys aren't typically going around drinking seawater, and I'm not condoning that, but at the same time, I think it's important to remember that this specific recipe has to be done a certain way. So we need the two big pots. We need it to be salted water halfway. I want to have a nice set of tongs right next to me, because we're going to put the vegetables in one pot for 1 minute. We're going to put the vegetables in another pot for 1 minute, and then we're going to shock them in an ice water bath. And the best way to make a great ice water bath is just to take a bowl, fill it up with ice, and then fill it up with water as much as the water will hold up. And that is how you can guarantee that your vegetables are going to be shocked immediately. Now, all I'm going to do, especially with my green beans or my haricot vert, like we like to say in the culinary world, is I'll put them into my first pot. 1 minute. And if you want to set a timer, that's okay. Then you're going to put them into the other pot for 1 minute. And then we are going to shock them. Now, all I need to do to bring these back to life is put them in a pan with a little bit of butter, a little bit of olive oil, splash a little bit of wine in there. You could put a little bit of seasoning, but not a lot, because remember, your vegetables are going to have a nice flavor because they're being blanched in a salt bath. And enjoy. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, you go to my website, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, and you all know me as the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.